Short week for you. Obviously, you played some primetime games when you were at Miami, but how do you get ready for a short week?
The main thing is you take care of your body, you know. This week, today is very clutch, you know, as far as just coming in, moving around, as far as not getting stiff. So I feel like you just take it one day at a time.
How much of the grind here at the end of the season is mental?
It's a lot, you know. Halfway throughout the season, people were saying it's a long season, but I haven't felt it, you know. But right now, you know, it's getting heavy, things like that. You're bruised up here and there. So it's a lot mental, you know. You got to tune in a lot more because you're not getting as many reps, but you got to watch film more and things like that.
Where does your fearlessness over the middle come from?
It's just having that mentality when the ball is there, come down with it, you know. I feel like you're going to get hit regardless, so you might as well take the catch with it.
You look at this offense, and it's a play here or a play there, but it's a lack of consistency. That's the word that's just been around all season long. How do you build some momentum here with two games to play?
It's very frustrating, you know, as far as we see the potential, you know. We making plays here and there, but the thing is we haven't did it for four quarters yet. So we just got to challenge ourselves to get it done for four quarters, because I feel like that what separates a lot of the good offenses is when they get down there in the red zone, they score touchdowns instead of getting field goals.
Do the records matter for Thursday night? Does it take away any of your enthusiasm for playing under the lights?
No, not at all. You know, I'm always pumped for every game. You know, it's a very opportunity, and you're blessed to be in the opportunity, so I'm going to make the most of it no matter the record.